We live. Mic's hot.
Did we even check the mics?
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. You knocked four of them off.
Buenas noches.
Go ahead.
Boy, I'm so glad Christmas is over with. You hear me?
Nigga, I had to say a prayer today. You know how they, you know, most people pray to get what they want. I had to say a prayer after I got what I needed. Like, I just knew
so
I was
thanking God.
Huh?
I thought you were thanking God for what you got.
It was, it's basically, because what happened was I just knew I was broke today, and then they was like, you know, we got paid today, right? Listen,
You got who you bank with?
State employees.
That's why. Yeah, a lot of people. But federal.
Yep, I got paid today too.
But yeah, because you know, I got paid a day early because of the holiday, and I was just like, you know what, God, I gotta thank you, because like I just knew, like I literally had $9 in my account, $9. With 56 miles to go on my shit.
How many leave days I got? I can't leave the parking lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was.
I called him and told him I was exposed. I've been exposed.
A nigga pulled that Monday. Pulled that Monday.
What you going? A nigga pulled that on me too. What are you gonna say?
There's nothing you can.
What can you say?
So the crazy thing is, technically, like if you vaccinated, they you can't really say it. Now, I can say you can't say it. Like, in my job, like, if you vaccinated, like, you don't have to quarantine.
Well, I believe you, because, like, with the state, when I got COVID, Jelena was vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to her principal, like, hey, you know, my fiance got COVID. I've been directly exposed. I'm still in the house with him, which she was sleeping in another room at that point anyway. Yeah. But the school was like,
You're
vaccinated. Like, as long as... If you don't have two or more symptoms,
you can't. Yeah,
bring ass to work.
So they made up their own rules.
No, that's just not everybody. That's the, cause I guess what the CDC suggests.
CDC says you only need 5 days out now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
5 days.
Yeah, see, they some fucking.
So my thing is,
next thing you know, it's gonna be 5-10 minutes.
Take a smoke break. COVID get worse.
Go hit the black.
And yeah, isolation is lessened. I don't understand that. Omicron
or Omarion is out here touching.
I'm telling you.
You
know what I mean?
They say it's the most contagious.
The ice box.
So do y'all know the symptoms of the Omarion?
Upset.
Syndrome,
upset stomach, diarrhea.
Is that
no? But
bring
it's
your jacket open, kick your feet out.
I get on my nerves. But it's not the typical COVID symptoms. It's runny nose, muscle ache, fever,
upset stomach, diarrhea,
the flu,
Pepto-Bismol.
The flu.
It's flu season too.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
There ain't no.
So what's the difference between the flu and the Omarion?
This motherfucker take you out.
Hospitals get a tax write off.
You're a conspiracy.
I did hear that,
that's
buddy.
That's not a conspiracy.
But no, I did hear that like a year ago when it came to the deaths, that more that they would get, the hospitals would get more money if they said that the death was related to COVID.
And every death has been COVID related.
Oh yeah, they're gonna make it correlate.
I see some niggas getting shot. Wrong.
And it was COVID.
Yeah,
COVID tip bullets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. But the Megazord ain't playing.
The who?
The Megazord. Whatever it is. The Omicron. That's what it is.
Omarion.
Yeah, that all that
is out here.
That's it. What's next? Cause it's like the hurricanes. You gotta go down the line.
Hey,
I don't know what the next Greek letter is.
Yeah, rest in peace, Pretty Ricky from. Baby Blue.
Baby Blue.
Baby Blue.
Well, then he got 20 months in jail.
For what?
A PPP fraud.
if he kept all the money, though, that's worth it.
And he big mad, too.
But now he said, cause I guess the nigga who did it, he gave him a few thousand.
Falsified, fraudulent, claim, yada, 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 yada. Woo-dee-woo. And he was like, y'all think I'm the only celebrity doing it? All right, watch this. So we still waiting for the list to drop. You know what I mean?
He can go Google the shit for real.
Yeah, he done already snitched if he only got 20 months.
Nah.
Yeah.
And is he going to do 20 months? No.
Nah.
And he got paid $1 million back. And you can't pay $1 million back behind bars.
You think Baby Blue got $1 million?
Probably no. That's why he qualified.
Them niggas ain't had a song since 2006.
That's why he qualified.
Ricky, 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 Ricky.
Yeah.
Pretty Ricky been getting the full 1200 each time.
Oh, my God.
They got the stimulus.
Every time they sent the stimulus check out, they got the full 1200. Goddamn.
Like, bro, and think about it. You only knew two niggas off Pretty Ricky. It was Slick Mahan and Pleasure P.
He ain't know the
two niggas.
Nah. Who's Spectacular.
Spectacular. And
he rich now.
Doing what?
Some internet shit.
He was dancing in his drawers, right?
That nigga got OnlyFans.
Would be the one to see.
I know you seen.
I thought he owned like a chain of Wendy's or something like that too.
Nah, that's Rick Ross.
That's the Wendy's stop.
Thigh stop.
We got thighs.
I'm telling y'all, yeah, try them have, make them have narrow thighs, baby.
I did try the thigh bites, man. Listen, the thigh bites, right?
I ain't never had.
They loaded that carton up. Like, I was like, damn, ain't no way somebody can eat all these junk.
I thought I was big boy, and they got the five thigh box.
You thought?
The who?
The five thigh box.
You can't eat all five.
Because you're going to get, you got to think about it, right? You're going to get the meal. Five thigh box, fries.
You're going to get a shovel worth of fries. Right?
By the time you eat two of the thighs, you done ate some fries and drank half your drink, you start getting full. But it should be great, though, because I just put it in the fridge and eat the other two pieces cold the next morning.
Cold? So you don't even put it in the air fryer?
Nope.
That boy said, fuck it, salmonella.
No can do.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No can do.
Not even room to.
That boy said, cold. I can't go for that. Yeah. No can do.
It's the same as, like, you order pizza the night before. You open the fridge up the next morning.
Cold pizza is a little different, I feel. Wow. Like. I don't know. Wow.
Because it got bread on it.
I mean, I don't know, cuz. Cold pizza is just different.
It is.
Like, I ain't never heard a motherfucker say they eating cold
pizza. I had some fried barbecue chicken.
Hear him out.
And Florida. Hear me out when I say this.
And then KFC used to have some shit like that.
Fried barbecue chicken. Mm. Now, I'm talking about, like, crispy chicken
with the sauce on it.
Yeah, not like the original style KFC chicken with a little sauce, crispy, like with the little
double,
brush.
The double.
Yeah. The Nashville hot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that Nashville hot.
They threw that pickle on it.
Yeah. On game. Anyways, what are we talking about today? We done bullshitting for 8 minutes.
I know this ain't on the list, but I was on my way here, saw a billboard. Do you know the Powerball is $441 million?
When they're drawing?
Powerball, I think tomorrow. Saturday.
It's Saturday?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting Tuesday,
Saturday.
Tuesday, Saturday. I'm going to get 82 tickets tomorrow.
Nah.
What's 82? That's $164.
Are you risking it all?
Risking it all. I try not to pay the rent by the 5th. But I'm like, man, I don't need this motherfucker, man.
Just buy the whole company.
If you hit, I just got one thing.
Nah, I'm gonna be not even gonna cat with y'all.
You want a breast reduction?
Not my friend. Now, Jacob, what's up?
He want a breast reduction.
Nah.
BBL.
He got him a BBL.
He want the BBL.
Yeah, he want a butt lift.
You nasty.
If he be in here twitching.
Y'all,
oh, man.
I know what y'all said before the episode. Y'all said, this is the last one of the year. We got to go big with this gay shit.
See, they need me tonight.
What'd I say?
Nothing.
Gay shit. You just said
but
that.
Go ahead.
They're talking about that nigga gay. Nigga gay. Nigga gay.
Bro, I'm surprised he ain't got put on social media yet. Yeah.
That shit funny, though.
No, but in all seriousness.
You see
though.
A nigga put the ham in his cheeks? Like, you know how you, like, both people put something in a tool belt or whatever, like, to hold it. He put it in his cheeks to hold it. Like, and then you heard that nigga gay.
He effective. That's efficiency at its finest.
Yeah. 400 and how much? 441.
441.
So million. Cash out probably be what, about two?
I'd say 275.
275, yeah. Because, I mean, they're going to take about 40% cash of gains.
Easily.
Yeah. Are you taking the
lump sum? Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, any problems?
Okay.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know.
And you know how much
I got 20 years.
You know how much going towards my student loans?
Zero.
Nothing.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, is we that talk about that right
yeah,
now.
For sure.
Right now.
We talk about it right now.
I'm disgusted.
Oh, I'm upset. What'd Drake say? I'm upset.
Bro, I don't know why this is so funny.
I'm fucking disgusted.
Why?
Because...
Joe Biden.
How many people are in the United States?
How many people?
But how many people would you say are in the United States of America?
Like...
With student loans.
We'll say about a...
Don't say me. It's a
million. It's a lot more than that. It's a million in North Carolina alone.
Raleigh, shit.
No, what do you mean you die?
Damn, Raleigh, yeah.
Nah, for real. We packed. God damn it. All right, but...
It's like 8 million people in Raleigh or some shit, right?
It's a lot.
Something like that.
All right, so... either way, what I'm getting at is the nigga forgave loans of only... 500,000 frontline workers across the nation. If you looking at it per capita, bro, like that's probably one person in Raleigh. One person in Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
It's 100 counties in North Carolina. It's one nigga per county. Mm-hmm. One person per county.
43.2 million.
And
the student loans?
People.
How many people have gotten their student loans forgiven?
Eight.
No. I don't know why that's so funny. I'm sorry.
Look at it, real quick. I want to make sure I ain't spitting no bullshit.
Like I said, why do y'all expect a president to fulfill something the first year?
Elizabeth Warren, who is Democrat.
Speak on it.
463,000.
So y'all see I'm not bullshitting. Across the nation.
1% of those people.
So, exactly. Elizabeth Warren came out and said, look, why would you resume student loans when the economy is still fucking struggling? Nigga, gas got damn near $10 a gallon. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, he's but the
economy is struggling.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I'm not trying to put my business out there, but I do, for student loan repayment, I do the pay as you earn, right? Mm-hmm. So they go based on your prior year's tax W-2s, mm-hmm. right? So I was paying damn near $400 a month in student loans. Same you're here. Removing, and I'm just one nigga, you're removing my $400 from the economy to pay the student loans. Imagine how many other niggas out there.
Yep.
You're pulling that money back from the economy.
Yep.
Right now. And the times we're in. To do what exactly?
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Like, I think Biden's advisors got to look at it a little bit deeper. And here's why I say that, right? You know what the purpose of tax refunds are? Mm. Like, you ever wonder why do I get a tax refund? Mm-mm.
You can put right. it back into
there,
your car.
Okay, exactly. There are several reasons, but one of those reasons are, think about it. You pay taxes and they give you a tax refund, right?
Yeah.
If you get a $1,000 tax refund, how much are you putting back in the economy?
Honestly,
if you live in Durham County, North Carolina, you get a $1,000 refund.
I say at least $700.
Wrong. You're going to do 1,000 plus 7.5% because you're going to spend that 1,000 and then pay taxes on that again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're propelling the economy. You're recycling the money plus some.
Yeah.
That's how the economy keeps going.
Debt is what makes the world go round.
That's how the economy keeps going. So nigga that gets, you know, $1,000 tax refund check, he's going to go out here.
And
you're good at math. What's 7.5% of 1,000?
750.
Right.
That's
nice. God damn.
$75? It's $75.
Right. Yeah. So a nigga is going to spend $1,075.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
What's the purpose of right now? I'm not saying, look, you gave me the money. I used it to buy cannons of Ciroc when I was at Liz. I get it. I understand. Okay? I was a struggling college student, and I don't give a fuck. I'm about to get that money back right now. Fuck you. Yeah. I was gonna pay it back. I still plan on paying it back.
I don't.
Hey,
I don't.
Whatever. If you plan on resuming it, I'm gonna pay it. Whatever. What I'm saying,
I'm not. I already got the house.
Like, I could go to six.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people like y'all, why does it matter?
Listen, what I'm saying is, I could go to 1606 North Market Street and spend that $1,000. Okay? I could go to Amnesia.
Y'all think Strawberry and Shawty still there?
Yes! I could go to Amnesia.
And, Buddy Rabbit.
I could go to Amnesia Scripper Club and try to get somebody enrolled at Elizabeth City for $500 tuition.
Facts.
Instead, you want me to take that money and give it back to you to do what?
Listen.
That's not how I feel about it.
Me and one of my coworkers were talking about it today, and she made a valid point. She was like, if you can pause student loans, because now it's paused until May. Right. If you can pause it and keep it on pause for 2 years, what are you really missing?
Nothing.
So what is it to wipe them clean?
Also, Elizabeth Warren. That's what I meant.
But that was my pick.
But
that was my and people was,
I was
like
going for Bernie. But
people was like, you a socialist. I was like, all right, whatever. You know, cool.
I didn't fit in Castro. Yeah. But Elizabeth Warren, literally, it may not be these exact verbatim words, but she literally said the nigga can sign a piece of paper and say, no more student loan repayments. It's gone. Banished.
Yeah.
Boom. Get rid of it.
Executive order. That's all he has to do.
I feel like more people will pump that money back into the economy than you'll have more people trying to pay back student loans.
Easily. Listen, I had this discussion with someone today. And
Were they white?
No.
Oh.
And I said, to be honest, the Democrats are fucked for this next election.
You're not winning.
No.
Not at all. And the only way they will win.
The only nigga voting for Democrats is Justin.
The only way they would win is if they did.
So would you go back and vote for Cuz?
I'm not saying that, but I'm not voting for Biden or Kamala.
No, not at all.
Put that on the record.
Yeah.
Biden will be dead by 2024.
He said if his health is in order, he's going to run again.
He's not
going
to win.
But no.
What I'm saying is I don't think the Democrats are sending them through anyway.
So, they're going to give him, they're going to force for him to get two terms. That's what they do. That's what they want.
What's going to happen is they're going to have to do something drastic to even make it competitive in the next election. And when I say something drastic or dramatic, it's going to have to be something like when Barack Obama and them found Bin Laden a couple months before the election and killed him. It's going to have to be something dramatic and drastic.
Who
like
Biden
that.
go look for? Vladimir Putin?
I'm not saying he has to go and look and kill somebody. But it's going to have to be something. It's going to have to be something like in the 23rd hour, he's going to say, okay, I'm wiping all student loans away. And then, you know, us would be like.
Y'all don't think that might be his plan in the first place?
It could be. It could be.
I got some for these niggas.
It took a while, but we
got it done.
That's what you're hoping.
No, I'm just saying, I don't put it past them.
Yeah. And honestly, it could be
stupid.
It is.
It is. Again, their agenda,
Would you rather have a king? I can see you dead now.
A politician's agenda is to attract you emotionally.
Yeah. Dead.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't look at politics from a business standpoint. They don't look at politics from more of a logical, strategic, objective standpoint. Yeah. They look at it and go, this is this, that is that. He's for me.
Yeah.
For these reasons. I'm going to vote for him because this is what he said he was going to do.
And then if you think about it too, like no president has ever did everything they said they were going to do.
You can't.
Think about it. Trump ran with the saying of, I'm going to build a wall and I'm going to make Mexico pay for it. Anybody who believed he actually was going to do that, silly.
Niggas in
they're mad shooters now.
Yeah, niggas in Caswell County, North Carolina.
That's what they're like, let's be honest. I'm just being like, 40% of the people who voted for Trump are stupid. Like, cause those, I'm talking about, when I'm talking about that 40%, I'm talking about the 40% that said he is gonna make that he is gonna build that wall and he is gonna make
Mexico pay for it. Yeah,
you talking about somebody you don't run? That's like me telling you gonna clean my house.
Pretty yeah. much. Yeah. Pretty much.
But that's yeah. like me. That's like you telling me, Judge, you gonna clean my house? Boy, fuck you. That's exactly what probably El Chapo.
That is said. What Mexico said.
Yeah, boy, fuck you. That's what I'm saying. And like I said, bro, like Obama didn't really accomplish that either.
No one does.
I tried to tell you that, and you got mad at me on the episode. You're not fighting.
No, what I asked, the reason why was because you never could tell me what Trump did.
A lot.
What?
You know, I got, taxes.
I got rich.
For who?
Everybody. Across like, the board.
Did he really?
Yes,
like
he did.
I've been getting taxed like a motherfucker this past year.
This past year? Taxes already went back up.
Yeah. I've been getting
taxed. Remember, bro, they tax us, the middle class.
We barely the middle
class. We're the one. I'm not. The middle class. Barely, the
you are.
Boy, hush.
Yeah. You are.
You are. I made 40 grand last year.
Bro, you got to think. The middle class is who holds up the economy. That's majority of the economy. They can't tax the poor because they ain't got nothing to pay. And they don't tax the rich because they're giving those That's corporations tax exemptions to hire more people and thus providing more jobs.
And not only that, but they'd be taxing themselves.
So you got to think of it. Each time they decide to grant tax exemptions to these huge Fortune 500, Fortune 100, Fortune 50 companies, they got to make up for it somewhere. And where do they make up for it? They can't go make up for it from the niggas in the village in Durham. They going to make up for it from the niggas that live on Leesville Road in Raleigh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, don't put that on me.
But you get what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Like,
I seen a post that said Elon Musk was going to pay $11 billion.
He tweeted it in
taxes this year.
He said, in case y'all give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Damn near. Just about.
I think it was
11. He said, in case y'all give a fuck, I'm going to pay 11, whatever.
Yeah, 11.9, I think.
In taxes.
That's
right, crazy. But he was also saying that to take a stab at Bezos. You know they got rich nigga beef.
Yeah,
like who got more money type shit? Whose shuttle can fly to space faster? Like,
like bro, like, why do I give a fuck?
Yeah, he like, said,
why the news telling me MicroStrategy ain't got too fast going to the moon? Like I give a fuck.
I do.
Why do you give a fuck?
Then he go to an HBCU. He putting on for
hell no.
Yeah, he did.
I don't give a fuck.
He putting on for
color. He a white man now.
He putting on for color gap tooth folk.
Trust me.
He putting on for y'all community,
dumb,
black.
He don't. I know he don't.
He a white man now.
Hey, do y'all have a Facebook group?
Do y'all?
Ooh, who's y'all?
BBWs.
BBL. BBB.
The Bonefish group.
We going down.
Hey, so look, let me ask y'all this question. Our weddings necessary?
Nah. Know why?
Why?
Because
spend the money on something else.
The wedding is for the woman, and that's all they care about. They don't care about the marriage.
The bad part is why the daddy ain't paying for
that shit already.
That's crazy.
You think that shit already?
He gonna repeat it.
Hey, look, hey, hey. Shout out to Ariana Lugo on the Coquito.
This the commercial plug.
Yeah, on game.
Sponsored by Dot's Homestyle Pretzels.
They do not sponsor us. Their pretzels good though. Fuck them though.
Yeah.
That little bitch on the back look racist. Dude, look at her.
We go.
Fuck.
What's
that.
Her name? Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
She drive a minivan.
No, but seriously though.
Now, I told you.
Oh, wedding is necessary.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think so.
The wedding is not the necessary part. The marriage is the necessary part. And a lot of people overlook that part. Mm. And that's why we see people our age getting divorced.
Yeah.
And they've been married for 35 minutes.
Exactly. No cap. They married in lunch break.
They're too worried about the paint job and not the engine. That's what it is.
I didn't know if you. I told a customer that
the other day.
Yeah.
Hey, it went up the chain.
He went up the chain.
It went up the ladder.
I don't know why that's so funny.
I
I said the gaps don't line up, but how's it running? Is it driving like butter? But I think a small part of me do think weddings are necessary.
Okay.
Right? Because you wanna, like, you know, one of the things we can wish for. But it is what it is. If you didn't get it, is a memory. Mm. How many times did we do something or go somewhere and we go, damn, we ain't take no pictures.
Yeah. Probably because we ain't need to.
You know, can I be honest?
Right. You right.
But you know what's crazy, though?
See that? Yeah.
See that? Wait, I really feel like we have the best times when we don't do that.
When we not focusing on, yes.
Absolutely. Bro, imagine your child. Think about your childhood.
Go on, I ain't got too many.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, our memories are scars on our kneecaps and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. I got this from this. I got this from this.
Yeah.
Like now, like when we went to DC for my birthday, we took one pic that fucking weekend.
Mm-hmm. That was that Friday night when we first got there. Two. So
we took two. And the night before we left.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. I had a ball that weekend.
Yeah.
We went into the fucking dispensary snapping selfies. Like, look at this kush. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. We went in the casino,
I'm up 12.
Down 12. And like I said, as a child, like I said, I was thinking about the other day, like Shawty, she got white parents, so they got
she got white parents.
Yeah, like I'm saying, it's different. Like, she's white. So, like, they have videos from them being kids. I said, this is fucking weird. Strange. Like,
It is strange,
man. But I get it. Like, they wanted to keep those memories. But, like, I'm just like, man, I know her childhood won't fun for shit.
hey, turn around.
Yeah, why exactly. Doing this? I know it won't fun. Because, like, bro, I know these kids now are fucking hating their life right now.
Yeah, because they trying to outdo each other with these pictures.
And bro, I see motherfucking, dressing their kid up to go do this, that, and the third, take a picture. I'm like, man, this kid probably so fucking tired of this camera and everything.
Yeah.
I know Blake be like, mommy, no more. Or daddy, I'm good. Like,
it ain't me. Trust me.
I know, but you know what I'm just saying? Yeah. I know she probably be like that, though.
Yeah.
I've seen Reeve say, like, you know, I had to give Blake her iPad so she could take this picture. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know. Like, I know, that's what I'm saying, that's just an example. I know these kids are annoyed with,
I'm not a big fan.
I do agree that the wedding, because like I said, when you do the wedding, like I said, there's going to be a photographer, there's going to be a videographer probably. You're going to do it for that memory.
Yeah.
But other than that.
But to me, I feel like
people trying to one-up everybody. That's the one
that's something to me. I feel like weddings aren't necessary. Like, I mean, if that's what you want to do, cool. I'm not going to, you know, ride down on anybody that wants to have a wedding or anything like that. But for me, it's like, okay, you go out here and spend all this money for 6 hours. You know, the wedding might be 2 hours, the reception 4 hours or whatnot. And
your garter belt stank.
and then after that, you got a $10,000 to $15,000
bill.
You don't have that bill, because you got to pay that shit before.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if you take out a loan for that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you doing that?
All right. So
hold on. So that's my take on it. And then it's like, even with the wedding and with the reception, like, as a dude, I'm really not enjoying the wedding. I'm really not enjoying the reception. Like, I could be at the bar taking shots with my boys, celebrating that I'm getting married, but how's that going to look? And my wife now is at the table by herself eating meatballs and little smokies, you know.
You had little smokies at your shit?
Yeah, definitely had little smokies.
Yeah. I probably
had ribs at my joint.
What I'll say is this.
Destination.
If you got to take out a loan,
You should be married.
For your wedding, your priorities are fucked up.
Okay.
That's not something you need to go in debt
for. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like weddings are not necessary.
Dave Ramsey would be disgusted.
Let's bring back fathers paying for the wedding.
Mm.
I mean, my dad. I mean, my,
No, it should be it's the woman's father.
Yeah, the woman's father.
But I can go for that. I can go
In your case, it may very well happen.
I'm pretty sure it will.
When you going?
2032.
Damn.
You going to be
50. Yeah. I'll be 42.
Same
43,
shit.
Yeah. But either way, no. Nah, but so
cut the cost. Have you, a destination.
The only thing is, like you're gonna have a good time at your wedding. You have some of the greatest friends ever,
and family.
Exactly.
Yeah,
sharing we're that family. Moment. You know what I mean?
So you're gonna enjoy it because we're gonna make sure you enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you over there sad, I'm gonna beat you the fuck up at your wedding.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be thinking about it. God damn, I paid.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, $1,500
for the shrimp cocktail. I'm gonna slide you a 20. Like, I got a little something on it.
My boy.
You see the $4,000 Cherokee board? What they call that shit? What? With the fruit and crackers and cheese.
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
What I call it?
Cherokee. Called it the Indian. But not like I said. If you can afford it, cool. Do it. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But. You know, to me, I'm like,
spend the money.
To me, and don't get me wrong, I'm not against having a wedding.
Says because the nigga that's gonna have the most fire wedding ever.
Oh, no, sir. Yeah. Like, if my significant other wants a wedding, I'm gonna give her a wedding.
That pig roasting
You know what's crazy?
Matt buy a new outfit to come record.
You know what's crazy? I guarantee you, Chad have. The most fire wedding out of all of us. And the reason why I say that
is Jamaican ritual.
What?
He's
going to have to roll you up.
He's going to have a Jamaican ritual.
Because, truth be told.
He ain't smoking no feet. Like, no chicken feet. Where I'm at. No chicken feet anywhere. I'm going to be at.
Kareem was simple, bro.
Jumping off
She really was cool with having a wedding, out in the country. On my people's
land,
you know what I mean, on some Queen Sugar type shit.
That's fire. Keep shit fire though, and it's a lot of space.
It's a lot of space.
You can have 300 people out there.
Yeah, and the thing is, the ground a little soft though, so them chairs. You gotta get some sturdy chairs, boy.
And we just gonna have to be sneakers. We all gotta wear sneakers.
Glad I'm a groomsman, so I'll be standing.
You can be standing again. I can see them shits like your seat lean back. It ain't cause it's limp. It just
plant that bit like a flagpole.
but sometimes I feel like the women say they be cool with that, then they get down to it. They're not happy. You watched Insecure, the last episode?
Yeah. That shit was great.
Exactly. But do you remember
this
a little part. I'm just saying the little light skinned girl, Amanda Seals, but
Tiffany. Yeah,
you remember how she was like, "Yeah, we're moving to Denver. It's cool. I'm gonna love it." And then she finally says, "I fucking hate it." How I feel like a lot of they go along with it just to try to be a team player without letting their new true feelings be shown. And then they end up being fucked in the end. Bitch, you should have said something.
Yeah, and it always. What the friend do? Y'all can have a wedding, she be cool with it, and then when the friend has something, we should have did this. Blah blah blah. Why you ain't do that?
Did you bet your eyes?
Yeah, no. I'm like, I feel like I can hear Kareema now.
You got to it's either you go all out or don't do nothing.
It's gonna be one Sunday. They sitting in the garage. She gonna go like this. We should have just had a wedding.
Yeah, right. Y'all little Peloton Island.
On a side note, that Peloton, bruh.
You don't want to use it. It look like
bruh, but the crazy thing is, this is what Black do, though. Remember when he bought the little $10,000 wall mount? For the bench press. You know what I mean? He bench pressed for 3 straight days.
It ain't worth the investment. Now the Peloton worth
it. That nigga ain't bench pressing 6 months.
No, I just used the money, man.
What the fuck?
I just used the money.
Nah, it is
it's convenience, though. It's all about convenience.
Is it a double bike?
No.
Yeah, you sit on the front, she sit on the back.
She sit on the handlebars, and he
went on an exercise bike.
To the stove. He said we going to the stove.
I can see y'all not riding down the Smithfield's chicken and barbecue.
Man, look. That was her. Stuff. That was your gift to her, right?
Yeah, but it's his now. He bought that bit for himself.
Nah, that was for her, man. That was for her.
She using it?
Nah, she got to get. She got to. I got the wrong shoe size. I got the wrong shoe size.
Yeah,
so she wears a size 9.
Oh, you got to have a special shoe to wear the Peloton?
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to. I got on that bitch with my goddamn Chuck Taylors on. You know what I mean?
Some Chuck
Taylors.
Nah, ain't no Chuck Taylors. Ain't no way, boy.
Who do y'all think I am?
I ain't.
You got on phone. Nobody wearing them, but they $250.
Yeah, them dead stock.
He wear foams.
That's because his only name wide enough to fit his feet.
That's not quite true. I just bought some New Balances. Same.
Ain't no way, boy.
Some 993s?
Nah, they I don't know, but they are. Yeah, they like red and blue.
Ain't no way, boy.
On game, and I bought a hat to match.
I think he might got the same shit Lee got. Lee got some shit like that.
Yeah. Well, it's tough,
him and his lady got it. Them shit's a fire.
It's like blue. Like the end is like gold. Yeah. Like the lip is red. Yeah. The shit was tough. I got it from, we went to like some little mall in Florida.
Oh, okay.
I went to Journeys.
Journeys is where the flavor be at.
Nah, it was fine. Yeah.
So since we talked about, since we talked about weddings, right? Now we go to the flip side of it.
Divorces.
Boy. Dr. Dre just...
I can't wait to get divorced.
What?
Hey, what Cole say, I get it now. Y'all getting divorced before y'all get married.
Dr. Dre got to break shorty off with a 100... Who?
I thought you was the nigga from the PJs.
I thought it was... you ever watched The Shy?
No.
The dad?
Nah, the bald head nigga.
Same bitch.
Yeah.
Nah, but for real,
no, Dr. Dre got to pay shorty $100 million.
She just hit the Powerball.
That champ change.
But that's probably better than what he was about
to have
to give him.
Abigail nigga a bill.
Yeah. So,
do you think they gave it to him right out?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Plus, I think his contract allows him to still get like royalties.
Yeah, I think he still gets shares off.
I mean, but they bought Beats by Dre from him. So, like, they sell them under Apple. Say you come buy a pair of Beats from me at work now. If something wrong, you gotta take them shits to Apple.
Damn,
that's what I'm saying. Like they bought it outright from him. They don't even say Beats by Dre anymore. They're Beats.
I bet you he still own like the licensing and shit like that. You know what I mean? Trademark.
Yeah, I would still want to have some type of ownership in it.
I think he's still worth like $750 or something like that.
Damn.
So that's what I'm saying. But you also gotta think about. I think he had to. What was the monthly thing he was supposed to give her? Was it like 300?
She was asking for like 300 grand a month.
So
that would have added up quickly.
That's what I'm saying. He's basically paying her 6 months. But no, it's more than that. But yeah. He's paying her 6 years. And I'm just like,
To me, I just feel like, man, I don't care how rich you are. $100 million? You say like, bro, could you imagine, like, say if you hit the lottery.
I don't want to pay $100 goddamn.
that's what I'm saying. Say you hit that 440.
Like, bitch, if you want to go, go.
Say if you hit that 441 on Saturday night, right? 441 million. And you had to give Shorty 32 million of that. You would still feel, even though you still going to have 100 plus million left over, you still going to be like, God,
I ain't
going to
lie.
Dang.
That YNW Melly song be playing in my head. Murder on my mind.
I got murder on my mind.
I ain't mean to shoot her. It's a fucking homicide.
More power to him. Nah, you know what? I don't think he
was happy to pay it.
Yeah, that nigga.
He was probably on some shit like, here, take it. Leave me the fuck.
Yeah, that nigga had divorce spelt in balloons, bro. Like, that's
not AF at the bottom, though.
Yeah, divorce.
Usually women do that. That's what I thought.
That's crazy.
I was like, first thing I thought was that nigga. Yeah.
Him and his Zibby got t-shirts made.
But you know what the crazy part is? I just feel like you shouldn't have to pay that much if your kid's that fucking old.
Yeah.
I can see if your kids are 5.
I think it's because he used to beat her.
Yeah.
They
used to beat her or Michelet?
It was Michelet.
I know Michelet, he was
all of them.
Putting hands on.
So he's just a chronic.
Being that their kids are old, I would have said, okay, if the judge would have came back and said, well, she gets to keep the house. All right, cool. She got to maintain that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I don't want no parts of that. Or either she can sell it and get the money from it. Well, whatever she want to do.
Part of it that I don't like is when the man is the one out there grinding, busting his ass, and you're giving the woman a certain type of lifestyle, and then things don't work out, and you still have to, because that's what it's about. You have to maintain her current lifestyle.
I think the bitch should need to make some amount of time.
So check this out. Let me ask you. Let me go off script for a minute. So say if
I hate these bitches, man.
You got a promotion or found another gig that started you off at $175 a year.
$175 what? $1,000. Okay. Well, okay.
And so you said, you know what, babe?
I'm single then. You
ain't
got
to do that. I'm
single. Whatever Wayne said.
I'm single. I'm single.
You in here, boy. Like, you said, all right, babe. You ain't got to work no more. Like, it ain't no point. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Oh. You hear me?
I need you to step it up.
You need to get on my level.
Yeah, I'm gone. Hey. What's wrong with you? I'm playing. Go ahead, Blake.
You already gave me my answer.
Huh?
Nah, because I was going to say, like, so if you told her, like, man, I just got a promotion. I'm at $175 a year, you know, starting. You know, you ain't got to work no more.
I feel like I'm being that boat, but not that
you. And then after a couple years, things don't work out. You know what I mean? Like,
that alimony gonna be crazy.
Crazy.
You probably gonna end up paying her. You gonna be paying her salary by the time you get $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
Not to mention if there's kids involved. Yep. Now you paying $95,000. Yeah,
kids been in public school the whole time y'all was together, and then she wanna put them in charter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wanna send a nigga to Kip? Fuck wrong with y'all?
They paying to go to Kip?
Ain't Kip a private school?
I don't know, but people, you would pay to go to that?
Kip?
Yeah.
Not Kip Durham.
Yeah,
or Kip Halifax.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like,
oh.
I wouldn't even pay to go to Rocky Mount Prep.
They have prep school out there?
Yeah. They been had that, them niggas, K through 12.
Somebody said Donda Academy was in Rocky Mountain. I fucking lost.
I can see it.
Nah, but I ain't with it.
You ain't with divorce?
Nah, I ain't with divorce, and I ain't with, like, I feel like still, no matter how much money I'm making, I feel like my significant other still needs to have a life of her own. She still needs to be doing something to keep her occupied.
What's the balance?
And not being a housewife or anything like that.
We were talking about that before the show started.
50-50.
So
50-50.
So you feel like she need to be making 175
weeks? 50-50.
I feel like she at least need to be making at least 125.
Enough to
carry. Like middle 100, I need 50.
Enough to carry y'all if something happened.
If something happened.
If I go to the grocery store and I pick up $40 worth of shit, before I get in line, I'm going to send you a Cash App request for 20.
If I'm making
or something going back,
putting that king size Snickers back.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah. Nah, he ain't putting that back.
I saw a
tampons going back.
The tampons going back. I saw a story just like it was a couple weeks ago.
You ignorant, Derek.
It's you.
But it was a black couple. They were they had a couple businesses, and I think the man was a preacher or whatever. They moved from Houston, I believe, to Texas to, like, try to grow their business, and it wasn't going as planned.
Yeah.
And they ended up murder-suiciding themselves. Mm. That's why because, like you said, you need to have enough money to carry on if my shit ain't work out.
But how does murder-suicide work with a couple?
So, basically, y'all agree. Look, I'm I'm gonna kill you, and then I'm gonna kill myself. Mm. So, but somebody boom, and they're like, you know what?
I thought it was going
like,
to be.
Well, somebody agreed that it's real love. And my woman don't love me like that. I don't want it. Yeah.
But what's crazy is, like, I've been seeing a lot of those lately where, like, it was one at a gun range. I don't know if y'all saw it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. And then, but no, like, they was watching those surveillance happen. Like, they tried to shoot each other with the gun jam. They tried to shoot each other at the same time.
I can tell you still watch True TV.
Nah, I've been reading this on like the little Facebook news joint.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's just... Cam Gorham be posting on his story.
Who?
You know what I'm talking about.
Not a reason to say?
No.
He said Cam Gorman.
I'm not friends with him.
There you are.
I swear to God, I'm not.
Shape the same, but what?
No, but I just
got a lump on his.
Like my thing is, if I'm making, if I'm making that type of money, right? My thought would be, all right, babe, you ain't got to worry about it.
He got a soft spot.
Black,
like a baby.
My thought would be, if I'm making that type of money,
so scolding.
Somebody said they got to shape it.
Well, y'all eating it.
Yeah,
like, if I'm making that type of money, nah.
How much money? We still talking about 175.
175. Okay. We talking about 175.
That ain't shit.
Nah, you ain't gotta help out with none of the bills, not even your bills. I got it all, but I still want you to work because whatever you want to do, whether it's shopping on Amazon or whatever you want to do, like that's your money. You do it with that.
Did y'all see the video the other day? This chick said. They together, right? She said, look, they got an arrangement, right, where everything, her check goes to his account.
Yeah, I seen it. He said, in matching pajamas.
Yeah. She said, he gives me $100 to go do
whatever I want.
And if I need something else,
he can ask for it.
That's the arrangement. But basically, he's the one that handles the money. Okay. You know, like how back in the day, I don't know how your grandparents or whatever. Yeah. He bring her the check and she handle everything.
Yeah,
it's just the opposite form. But everybody's looking down on them because it's like I guess it looks controlling because it's the man.
Maybe she ain't responsible with
money. She's not responsible. Yeah. It happens.
It's not her strong suit.
My man was sitting in the cut just smiling too.
Yeah, and I think and like I said, people are like, "Oh my god!" And that's why I don't like about 2021 because like optics are a thing, and they just people see things from the wrong view.
What's like Tiffany told me the same thing. She was like, "Whatever trip we go on, I'ma just send you the money, whatever needs to be paid."
Yeah, like you cheat.
Whatever the case may be,
like she's saying, $300, you gonna go back home with $285.
We gonna have the trip paid for, everything paid for.
Yeah,
she knows that she ain't gonna be able to hold the money. So
that's what I'm saying, And that's what I'm saying. It's nothing, but you didn't put it on social media, so it don't look bad. No. The fact that they posted the video, it looked like when Derrick Jackson, his bitch, apologized.
he was just looking at it like, you better say the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it looked. And that's what I'm saying. It looks bad because it's a woman telling the world that her man controls her money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not really him controlling her money. It's him
managing
their money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's still their money. Like you said, I don't think she's going to go to the nigga and say, hey, I need like $50 this week. And the nigga's going to be like, go fuck yourself. Right.
Or,
you know what I mean?
But he also ain't going to be like, well, if these shoes cost $4,000, he ain't going to give it.
He's going to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Can I try to
code? Yeah. This gets weirder and weirder.
It's that shake whale, bro. Come on.
Yeah,
bro, you shake that bitch when you got here.
No, you ready to bust all my
ass.
Y'all are.
Hey,
yeah.
So.
It's like the homie over hoes video.
I
don't play golf.
Sort of like golf.
Speaking of memories.
Like, mate, get a milk mustache.
Y'all eating.
I told y'all I hate drinking Casamigos with the Migos, man.
that nigga told MJ that they said he drank Casamigos and the Migos.
I don't know, he fucked on him, he would turn into a freak or something.
What the fuck this is, this egg?
I don't know, it was poetic though.
Nah, it don't matter. All this bitch did was take
eggnog
and throw a little shit in it.
That's exactly.
Yeah. It don't matter, I can't
make it. You can go buy it.
Eggnog. What were some of y'all favorite moments of 2021?
What was your favorite
since we wrapping up the year? We got what, two more days of the year?
Facts.
You came home this year?
Nah, that was last year.
Dang, time fly.
That shit crazy, man.
I feel like you came home this year.
That's how long we've been in this pandemic.
Yeah.
You think about it, we've been in this bitch for a minute.
And it's going to be another.
Hey, y'all know South Park got like a little episode called Post COVID. These niggas grown now and they still in the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's your grand. You have a favorite.
Smoking on Pookie Loat tonight.
That was your favorite moment?
That's one of them.
Really?
One of them. That was a great versus battle, bro.
It was a
fight.
Put that nigga in the dirt. Was that this year?
That was not this year.
It was like early, though.
It was this year.
It had to be last year.
No, it was this
Look
year.
Look it up. Fact check.
No, it might have been last year. I feel like that popped up in my memories late.
I know the Jadakiss
versus thing was one of
them. When my nigga was in there.
No, I'm talking about when Dipset versus
July 2020.
That's what I'm saying, man.
What year?
These two years.
What month?
November.
That's what I'm saying. I felt like it was in my, like, bro, 2020 and 2021 have run together.
This is the same year.
Yeah.
COVID-1 and COVID-2.
Chad posted some shit when you realize 2022 is 2020. I was like, the fuck?
But now,
what else happened this year?
Good shit?
No, just in general.
The baby got canceled.
Man, like, that was your favorite moment?
No, I'm just saying, like, he's talking about what happened.
Did Meg get shot this year?
Yeah.
That was this year?
I feel like it. No, I don't know. I don't think it was.
On top of the year, won't.
Dance, bitch. I love that you named the episode that.
Hey, it was all right. I'm gonna name this one Buenas Noches.
Please don't.
Why? Bro, you gotta go listen to the song.
I don't want to.
You should.
I don't like nothing they do.
Album of the year.
What's your problem with black women? And
I don't have a problem with black women. I have a problem with the city
girls. That was 2022?
God.
You don't like black women with little money, little power.
No, that's not the case.
Tom Brady won this year too, right?
Tom Brady.
Giannis's finals was amazing.
Especially 50 in the closeout game.
Yeah, like the game where they threw the alley at the end of the game when Bruh stole the ball. It's like, yeah.
Hey, Dolphins had 8 sacks in our game Monday against the Saints.
But y'all played it. I was playing quarterback.
Nah.
R.I.P. Young Dolph. That was something.
Yeah, that was a bad moment. Shit, we lost a lot of people this year. We lost John Madden the other day.
Yeah. Recipes Nipsey. What was that?
I was like, yeah. That was 2019, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby came home this year.
Bill Cosby came home this year.
John Witherspoon.
Was that? No, that one this year.
Yeah, it was this year.
That was?
Yeah, because we lost.
Oh, I'm thinking of John David Booty.
Who?
John David Booty.
Talking about the quarterback from Alabama. Yeah.
But seriously, I was thinking of John Singleton. He died a couple of years ago.
Y'all been killing niggas in 2017.
Man.
He killed.
That was
definitely Chad.
What else was this year?
Like I said, these 2 years have been running.
COVID brain, bro.
Black hat strip so.
Three times in 2 weeks.
Megan Good got divorced. Getting divorced.
Somebody say it's because she didn't want to go to church on New Year's. One thing I'll never do again is go to church on New Year's. I swear to God, I heard she wanted to.
I heard she wanted to get homeboy fellatio, and he was like, "Nah,
I swear to God, bro." I was about to say, like, you know, his quote was, he said, "The wife she was trying to be for me is not the wife I wanted." I said, "Boy, if you gay, just say that."
Hey, my thing is,
Joe Biden took office.
She didn't like butt sex.
Y'all didn't date long enough for you to know that.
Like they were married for 9 years.
He used to come to her rescue when she wear like short skirt, have her titties halfway out, and like magazines and movies.
I also read some stuff like they basically said like he fell for her too fast. They weren't ready to be married.
So he was horny.
Anybody would have fell for her quick.
Yeah, Megan fucking Good.
He did the right thing. Yeah. He only married her because he wanted to fuck and not be a sinner. Yeah. Come on,
hey, bro, sinning is sinning.
Think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
You waited. You would marry Megan Good for 9 years just to fuck for 9 years and then be done. Now you're going to get married, somebody's going to go fuck.
What if honestly, he was just tired of her box?
Or.
Because he filed.
Or. What if.
It stink.
She just. Or what if she's just like. What if she's just a piece of shit?
That could also be true.
Yeah.
Don't put nothing back in nobody. They said Meg Thee Stallion got a little smell too.
She's 6'4".
She's sweaty. She's sweaty.
Yeah.
She built like a power lift.
She twerk every day. Like,
yaddy, 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 yaddy.
I know Cuz tearing her shit up, though. Partisan 15.
I didn't even know they was together.
Yeah, they been
she graduated this year. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a.
It's not an accomplishment.
For ICDC?
She got
Texas Southern.
Yeah.
She got an honorary.
Drake dropped the EP this year.
He dropped an album that disappointed.
CLB disappointed?
For me, it did. I feel like it could have been a lot better.
It's probably three good tracks.
Your man got off. Kyle Rittenhouse.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse.
We got 4 minutes.
No, what I'm saying is like, it wasn't one of the better albums this year.
Fuck my night.
I can name 5-6 albums better than CLB.
And Ross' album is one of them. Definitely. Wow. This year.
I'm not going to go that far.
You nappy headed.
You nappy headed hoe.
Goddamn. I missed that was 2016.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
Nah, he's still alive.
That was one of the most.
So is that your album of the year?
No.
What's your album of the year?
R.I.P. DMX, too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He did die this year. Mm-hmm. Was that this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. We lost a lot of people in the span of, like, we lost Omar from The Wire, too. Yeah. Right at the same time.
Yeah, he was supposed to be doing DMX,
biopic or something?
Yeah, biopsy.
I think I might take Punk over CLB.
I definitely take Punk over CLB.
Funny enough, I listened to Punk yesterday.
I listen to
every day.
I'll take Off Season over CLB. I'll take Dondo over CLB. Bro, that's a bunch of albums I'll take over
CLB. Call Me If You Get Lost.
I'll take that over CLB.
Me too.
Moray album was fire.
Culture 3.
I'll take that over CLB.
You did all right with that.
I would. Ooh, Papa was Rolling Stone. Now I got Rolling Stones in the bezel.
Dumb and Dumber 2?
Nah, I'm good.
Alright.
Something that you think like a motherfucking cheat code.
Hey, what's
little nigga
my
beast
name
mode.
That killed all them people? Astroworld.
Oh.
Oh my god.
That was a significant event in this year.
It was.
Boy, what the hell in the cell?
What's wrong with you? Not like
Travis took a big hit, man.
He did.
Yeah, he just got hit by Dior or something.
Yeah,
he's
still getting fucked. Yeah,
like, they sue him every week. I feel like somebody knew.
I mean, he got like
100 cases.
Yes, more than
Deshaun Watson too.
What he doing?
Nothing. That's cases. The fucked up part.
Yeah,
he getting paid.
He
for
getting
nothing.
Paid for nothing. Shout out to John Wall too.
John Wall too.
Raleigh's on.
He here.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, he just had a tournament.
Yeah,
why not? He ain't playing.
Shout out to Rob Bridges too.
Yeah, nah. Who say making business? State. Like y'all seen that? Like they hosting that?
Yeah.
John Wall Invitational. Yeah.
I think you ride on the fly. He took a path up, but
the fly was his shirt. Billboard Rod.
BBR.
That's his new name.
Now he gonna have that as his Twitter handle.
Hey, look.
Billboard
Rod. Hey, look, that'd be fine, though. It's a funny and a fine nickname. I ain't gonna get
Billboard.
I ain't gonna hold you. But what was your favorite album? I wanna hear this. You ain't got one.
He ain't give you time to answer.
Goddamn.
Good, drunk. Look at his eyes.
Hold on, man. Hey, goddamn. I walk in black. I brought you something special. I didn't drink it. Hey, fuck it.
Is that like the more like the Spencer version or something? It's like the Johnny Walker Blue.
What's that? The Reposado?
Or the Black
Label? Añejo?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Añejo?
Añejo.
Añejo.
Numero 21050.
That's fine.
Hmm?
I went to Liz, bro.
But I'm saying, like, how much that cost?
I don't like when people say that. I went there.
We all went there.
You went to Liz?
Yeah.
18 years.
You went to Elizabeth City Teachers College. Yeah, before we got accredited.
That boy stayed at Samara.
Yeah.
Samara Hall,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I was the go. Back with Williams Hall.
Yeah, I was the ghost in it.
So what was your album of the year, man?
Probably, honestly, truly.
Shut up.
CLB.
Yeah. We know.
So I like Kanye album. I really, it was a close second.
Especially deluxe. If you heard the deluxe version with the, I like the deluxe version.
Bro, the production on his album just wows me.
Who?
Kanye.
Yeah.
Bro.
It just wows me.
That 5-year-old.
Every time.
Verse.
His verse on
Bro, he's a fucking genius, bro. Nah. Like, I'll go as far as to say this. The level of production on Ye's album, like, way surpasses the level of production on CLB. And CLB's production was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. But, like, these motherfuckers just know, man. They just know how to make it come together.
I felt like this was on the same level of almost, like, More Life. I felt it was a lot of throwaways on it.
What was on there?
Tootsie
Slide.
So, what songs do you consider throwaways, though?
No.
Because I got a feeling the songs that you consider throwaways are probably the songs that I love, to be real.
Listen to the album again tomorrow.
I'm going to listen to The Way Home. Yeah.
Interdict, one of my favorite songs on the album. Yes. With Future. And that's because of Future,
though. Bro. Like, I fell in love.
And also, I love the
I fell in love with
the album. You know the sample to that, right? The old UGK song?
Nah, I didn't even.
Yeah, I can play when we get off, but like it's like UGK, like the way it come in, like doom. That's the, what's that song?
Why are you pointing at me?
Because I know you know UGK. UGK was in 2002
era.
Yeah. So what's your favorite song off that album?
CLB.
Yeah. What's yours, Chad? Because I know
it's between Champagne Poetry and. Probably Champagne Poetry and Pipe Down.
That nigga.
Like, no. Pipe Down is one of my favorites.
Yeah. And the Bible grew on me big time.
Way too sexy.
Way too sexy, though.
That's your favorite?
That's the only one he knows. That's probably the only one he heard.
Yeah,
that's probably one of my least favorites, to be real with you.
Yeah, it's a commercial hit.
So my favorite on the joint, Race My Mind.
Race My Mind, though. So, like, well, we be at work, and they play Drake on the little thing now.
Yeah.
And I look at the young niggas, because we got an argument the other day about the whole Jay-Z versus Drake thing.
Of course. We know who you signed with.
So, like, my favorite three, though, is Race My Mind, TSU, and Fountains.
I heard TSU a lot.
So, my two favorite is Pappy's Home and TSU. But if I had to pick one, it's going to be Pappy's Home because of the ending. That shit just... It just got...
I didn't like Nikki talking. I think that's what kind of
turned
me off.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend a rapist. He is.
We can't go to.
He'll fight with Nikki like that.
Hey, look,
we can't go to MMG brunch.
MMG. Hey, look, so to close out the episode, close out the year, let's close out this bottle.
No.
It ain't much left.
Yeah.
Quarter of a shot.
The wine
y'all the throat goats. So
I seen y'all eat a foot long.
You ain't seen me eat no foot.
I see you talking about I'm hungry.
Go ahead, put it up. Man. We close out on a good note. You home?
You home? What?
But y'all understand? Y'all not gonna peer pressure me.
Yeah, we do.
You're peer pressure.
I fuck you up.
I shit you all. I just knew you were going the wrong way with that.
I don't know.
You got some more gray hair now.
Yeah, bro. I was stressed
out. Where it came from?
Hey, look. Like, to close out the episode on some real shit, I saw it.
I can't.
So, mind you, I got some good news. Start a new job next week. But I saw
Yeah, I know. Monday through Friday, he back.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we ain't never going nowhere.
Ain't no casino ever having us ever.
We can't go to Cherokee casino.
But now,
I saw an email the other day that really touched my heart. Where it was a rejection letter from a job.
I saw that shit,
and that was like that the person.
Straight out the bottom.
Huh? Oh, y'all freaking. Yeah, it was like, go ahead.
You, see, you a wild boy. I thought about pouring mine in here. I'm like, see, I already got something cooking.
Oh, y'all wild. So.
You will send me a droplet.
All right, bet.
He ain't making it.
That means, all right, bet. And pour me a everything you want.
But the rejection letter said, we started to inform you, we picked somebody else. It was noted that in the interview, you said, y'all should have not have wasted my time by being late, and that you should have put how much the job pays in the description. And when they told, in the person, the job said, we don't do that because we want people to apply for the job and not the money. And then the person replied, what money? and I was like, you know what? I'm glad that people, obviously that person was black.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're not trying to like let these people control us. I like that we're.
What does that mean?
Not letting people like, make sure people respect our time, respect our pockets. The fuck?
You the one that need a favor, nigga. I'm saying the person looking for the job.
Well, the person said they took off, the reason they wasted their time because they took off work to do this interview.
Okay.
So they didn't need a job. Oh shit, that motherfucker, god damn.
You get a milk mustache.
No, that motherfucker hit my nose. Why?
Huh?
What?
What's wrong with him? Why he won't come on my lip? That shit weird.
Y'all crazy. That shit
can
crazy.
Can we go home?
Yeah, you here.
But that nigga said this shit crazy, bro.
So crazy ass, but great ass 2021.
Yeah.
Always 5 o'clock.
Always 5 o'clock.
Hey,
look.
Hey, why? Hey, y'all got me.
Hey, we coming back.
God damn.
What is that like?
Man, look, my eye watering, man. Cut the episode. I'm like, Chad, cut the shit. Oh, shit. Gosh. What? Exactly. Wait. Ah, shit.
I gotta get. I gotta wake up and like what MJ be saying. We are recording. Hey, I gotta go stock shelf. At 4 a.m. My buffer called out last night. I gotta get there early. Buck four.
Guess what? I'm off, and you gotta get up.
Whatever. Fuck you. I'll
or roll out of bed however you get up. foot first, the other.
I hope your story in shambles and somebody steal a T-bone tomorrow. Fuck you. I seen black tackling nigga because of a goddamn New York strip.
Yeah,
I said
crazy nigga.
Yeah.
Man, I remember that shit like it was yesterday. That was the best thing I've ever
seen. Yeah, that shit was on Cops.
He won't. Now, what's crazy is I don't think he was ever that good in football. Like, that
I mean, form was good, you know. Shoulders low, he led. I mean, you wrapped up, you want arm tackling. Boy, yeah. I said, Spook, call this dude.
No cap.
Call him.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. But,
shout out to Spook.
Shout out to Spook. We shout him out last episode. But hey, look,
shout
man,
out again.
It's been a great year. I'm really appreciative that we've all made it another year because this shit's been crazy.
And it ain't promised.
You know what I mean? Like, and I want to do it for another year, and another year. I just want to keep doing it till Justin settles down and like have
kids.
Holy God! Right. Because I feel like I'm
gonna retire.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna cap though. I seen my nephew the other day. I do not want kids. So.
Yeah, you got a baby fever.
Nah, that little motherfucker had me wanting to be like, man, fuck them other ones I got. Like, the mother nephews. Like, my little 2-year-old nephew was crying, talking about, where's my daddy? Why his daddy was holding him? I said, this little motherfucker got problems.
Maybe
so
it's
like,
not his dad.
It is.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to start. Let's go. Hey, all I gotta say is, man, buenas noches.
Yeah, right.
It means good night.
I know what it means.
How you know?
Felice
that's
never
the
died.
First thing they teach you in
Spanish. Oh, yeah. Hey, happy new year to you, some bitches.
Yeah.
You, yeah, yeah. Feel, yeah. I'm out.